From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The biggest supporters of protecting wolves in the United States came out in support of a reduced protection level for the big canines to make federal management more flexible. The 20 groups, including the Humane Society of the U.S. and several Minnesota wolf groups, petitioned the federal government this week to relist wolves as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Threatened status would give wolves broad protections, but is a lesser level than full-blown endangered. Threatened status also would allow the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to issue exemptions to federal trappers and others to kill some wolves near where livestock and pets have been killed. Only in Minnesota have wolves had threatened status in the past. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokeswoman said the agency is reviewing the petition and will respond within the mandated timeline. Meanwhile, several members of Congress have threatened to push legislation ordering the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to delist the wolves based on their earlier decision on the animals from 2012 that they had fully recovered in the Great Lakes and that states could take over management. That legislation, which has not yet been formally introduced to Congress, would override the court order if signed into law. The pro-wolf groups are attempting to get ahead of the curve if the federal agency decides to form a new plan for wolves. While the groups say state hunting and trapping have killed too many wolves, they say allowing some federal trapping of problem wolves may help diffuse tensions in the future. Federal threatened status would not allow any sport hunting or trapping. Authorities are tightening walleye regulations for three lakes in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, but loosening them for another popular northern Minnesota lake. The Department of Natural Resources announced the changes this week as part of special regulations for nearly three dozen waters statewide that take effect the 1st of March. For Saginaw, Seagull, and Gull Lakes in Cook County, walleyes must be at least 17 inches long, and the bag limit will be 3 instead of 6. The change is meant to protect small walleyes in those lakes, which all lie partly in the BWCAW. Fish managers have been concerned for several years about how low numbers of young walleyes seen in these lakes and the possibility that without some protection, those low numbers would result in even lower numbers of adult fish with further reductions in spawning success. Effects of this regulation will be studied for the next 10 years and will be reviewed with the public in 2024. But the DNR will relax size restrictions to give anglers more chances to keep walleyes from Lake Winnebogoshish. The protected slot there will be 18 to 23 inches compared with the previous 17 to 26-inch slot. Changed and new special and experimental regulations will be posted at public accesses on affected lakes and become effective the 1st of March. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources will postpone the new Aquatic Invasive Species Training and Trailer Decal program that was due to launch at the end of the month while legislators consider changes in the program. Under a law passed by the state legislature in 2012, anyone trailering a boat or water-related equipment such as docks and lifts in Minnesota is required to take aquatic invasive species training and display a decal on their trailer. The effective date is July 1, 2015. Bob Meyer, DNR Assistant Commissioner, said with the legislative interest in this educational program and ongoing discussions about possible changes, we are postponing the launch until we see if the legislature acts this session to modify the program. The DNR supports the education that would be provided under the law, but recognizes there are some concerns with the way the law is currently written. For example, people transporting boats on trailers through Minnesota to another destination are required to take the course and display a decal even if they don't put their boat in Minnesota waters. Enbridge Energy is defending its proposal to build a northern Minnesota crude oil pipeline. Company executives testified this week during the first day of a hearing before a regulatory judge in St. Paul. Critics of the $2.6 billion project have questioned whether the line needs a northern route. But Enbridge Project Director Paul Eberth says the Sandpiper project would allow shippers to carry North Dakota crude to a terminal in Clearbrook, Minnesota, and then on to Enbridge's storage terminal and other pipelines in Superior, Wisconsin. Eberth says rerouting the pipeline without reaching those destinations would not serve shippers' needs. The Star Tribune reports the hearing is focused on whether the project is needed, and if so, whether the company's preferred route or an alternate one would meet the need. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.